Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
Annie Hart sitting in for Lou Maloney today. A bizarre story breaking here in the last half hour. Tonight's game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees in New York has been postponed because we now have positive COVID-19 tests within the Yankees organization. Now, there have been rumors out there that it's both players and coaches, but to this point, the Yankees have only announced that they have placed Nestor Cortes and Wandy Peralta on the COVID IL list today. Those are coaches. But apparently it's hit players as well. John Heyman is saying that this is a major issue within the Yankees organization. And as you can well imagine, the Red Sox can't be pleased because they've been around the Yankees here. And you pointed out, Andy, in the last half hour, that the Yankees were amongst the Red Sox and all of the players at the All-Star game out in Denver. So could this be a bigger outbreak?
I think anything's possible right now. The more I read about this, and I don't want to be Chicken Little. By the way, isn't Nestor Cortes a relief pitcher? I think he's a relief pitcher.
I think you're right.
I think he's a left-handed relief pitcher. So there's right. At least one player there. Yeah. But I just the testing, now you're finding out, as I said earlier with Rich Eisen, fully vaccinated, he's testing positive. Like, I have concerns about this because I've been doing some reading. If you go to any website, you're on any of the national websites, there's been these specialists, kind of like in the beginning, where you're kind of like, are you an off-the-wall outside specialist who sees something that everybody else isn't seeing, or are you seeing what could be coming? And there's all this talk of, yep, masks are coming back.
So let me try that again because it said coaches. Cortes is a starting pitcher, and Peralta is a bullpen guy.
Okay, so there are, yeah, they are players involved. Yeah. And who knows how we've seen this before, how it kind of just kind of fractures out.
Yeah, I think we all thought that we were well beyond where we are today.
Correct.
I mean, I don't think anybody anticipated with full crowds in the stands, because what are you going to have to do right now? If you have it amongst the players, you're going to have to shut down the people in the stands. You just can't open up the stands and say, okay, let's bring in 40,000. You can't do any of that stuff. So where does this trigger off to? Is this just a bump in the road? It doesn't seem that way. It seems to me you postponed this game tonight. It's got to be more.
We have some breaking news via a source to WEI. The Yankees are awaiting 19 test results at Yankee Stadium right now.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So it's not just one or two. It's 19 test results.
Well, now they have to test everybody who was around these guys in contact. We're going down the same road, as you mentioned, contact tracing and who might. And, you know, how many tests do you need before you're considered in the clear?
Well, here's the scary one, though. You mentioned Rich Eisen, who apparently has announced that he is positive, right?
Yep, positive.
And he's had the entire vaccination process. So the two shots and waited the 14 days and the whole works. If we're finding out that these players that are testing positive have gone through the vaccination process, then we have a bigger issue. Then how credible were the vaccinations?
Well, now we're going down the road of, and there's always been this flu COVID comparisons all along, right? And the flu vaccine, you're always told, they picked out the variants for that year. They're predicting, like, this is what your but they have success rates that vary year to year. Well, now we're seeing all the variants of COVID, and you're fully vaccinated, but you were vaccinated against what that, not this one that popped up, the Delta variant that everybody's talking about. That's more contagious.
I don't know if I can do this again.
And I just said that to Glenn.
I don't know if I can do it. I'm telling you right now.
And
that's the common reaction. Do you have like an in-law house at your new house in Phoenix somewhere? Is
no,
there a place?
I think it's worse out there. I think they're less vaccinated.
Says who?
I don't know. I thought I read it.
I'm gonna go with maybe you're right. I have no idea, but I don't think I can do this over again. I'm telling you, that's how it's going to be reacted.
I think people are going to react that way. People are going to be pissed this time around.
Freaking Yankees.
I mean, the first time around, there was fear. And suddenly you were looking at deaths, majority of them obviously with older citizens, but you were seeing deaths. And now, if this comes back again, I think you're right. People were just getting back to normal life. Why would anybody want to go back to work? We talk about people here. We still have an empty building here. You know, we're here.
Well,
the producers are here.
Maybe not now.
44%, by the way, in your state of Arizona are fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated?
44%.
Yeah.
Right. But he can add to that.
Yeah, it'll go up a little bit.
I'm vaccinated. I'm good. But apparently you're telling me, Rich Eisen's telling you it doesn't make a difference.
The health experts that you read say it does make a difference.
Yeah, they're different health experts, you notice, all have different opinions of this stuff.
Funny how that works.
And, of course, Dr. Fauci changes every week. He has a different opinion every week
on this
stuff.
But the idea is that it lessens the blow, to speak, that you could have had worse if you weren't vaccinated.
The key in this is just making sure this is just, separate and specific to the Yankees.
Because what are the chances?
Well, I mean, I guess it would all depend. Like, the two guys that are getting tested were not at the All-Star game or had anything to do with the All-Star festivities in Colorado.
Right.
Because I would say if you had a star or somebody who was an All-Star in that whole mix, kind of hanging out, carrying on,
suppose
and everybody
Aaron
goes
Judge
home.
Test positive here.
But if Aaron Judge tests positive after going back to the Yankees organization, I would say you're fine. If he was, carrying it at some point in time while he was in Colorado and then infected everybody else, then I think that's a different situation. Now every game's being canceled.
You also have to think there's going to be two issues here. The physical reactions, the guys that test positive, the guys that are sick, symptoms. Then there's going to be the sky is falling reaction.
Of course.
Sort of the optic
the Henny Pennies.
Man.
Well,
yes.
Again, Andy, if we're talking about guys who are testing positive, who are completely vaccinated, that is even a bigger issue. Because we're already having the anti-vaxxers who are questioning whether we should whether they want to go and get vaccinated or not. This becomes a bigger problem, does it not?
Yeah, you got to vax that ass up.
Oh, yeah, that's our words.
How stupid is that? Oh, my God.
Oh, these are stupid today, is it?
Oh, no, but these
maybe if these Yankees had listened to that, they would have gotten vaccinated. Or maybe they were vaccinated.
So you're not saying that. We don't know that.
So no Duran tonight. No big reveal.
No debut. Debut delayed.
No big reveal. Woo! Let's see what he can do. He was going to hit seven.
We have no game.
He was going to play center field, right?
Yep. Now, this is back to, you read the Dan Roach thing where it seemed like Alex Cora was sort of shaken or caught off guard.
Startled.
We're back to, and I'll tell you, like today, the Patriots held a conference call for media in preparation of training camp, which is less than 2 weeks away now.
Was it a Zoom conference call?
It was a Zoom conference call about the rules and the layering.
Get used to that.
Bill Belichick is looking at something like this. Like, what's his reaction? They're supposed to open training camp up to fans and media.
Nope.
Couple weeks from now.
Garth Brooks
tickets go on sale, I think, we got the ad on the stage, like tomorrow. Gillette Stadium, October 9th.
Is that an Odyssey Network deal? Can we get tickets?
I'm sure you can if you want to. You're Christian 48. It's at Gillette Stadium. Please. Put in a phone
call. Dude, I listen from my house.
Do you like Garth Brooks?
Yeah, who doesn't like Garth Brooks?
I've heard that he's like the greatest entertainer of all time.
He's pretty good.
Like, you go to a concert and it's just a nonstop show.
Yeah.
But will the show go on for the showman? Like, we're getting Kenny Chesney canceled this summer, and everybody's like, oh, no, you got to come. Garth Brooks didn't. But now, how does this change?
Well, they
change?
Got all these. They
we
got
learned
these
the first time that things change not in days, but in like hours. Like, boom, shutdown, mask.
So, again, if people may be driving home and have not heard the news, the Red Sox Yankees were due to open up a 4-game series tonight at Yankee Stadium out in the Bronx. Matter of fact, it was the lone game in Major League Baseball. ESPN blocked out the whole evening because they were going to broadcast this game. The game has been postponed because there are numerous members of the New York Yankees who are now testing positive for COVID-19. They continue to do the test, and we're hearing out of New York that this might be an awful lot of players who end up being part of all of this. And so we're discussing whether this is going to have more ramifications. It has to, because you're seeing it now with the USA basketball team. They were out in Vegas, and Bradley Beal, and now we're having another player, and, you know, who knows where this thing goes.
And we know how this works. I mean, I watched it last year for my town, the school committee meeting when they were deciding what they were going to do, and there were tears involved, and it was, I know the numbers might never be lower than they are right now, but we can't vote to have in-person schooling, so we're going to go this.
Don't even talk
about that. When does school start in Arizona?
August.
Okay, August. So that's...
A few weeks.
There's a lot on the horizon that I think everybody had false sense of security or real sense of security had moved on, right? You now looked at people with masks again and like, huh, I wonder why that person's still wearing a mask. Because most everybody you pass isn't.
Yeah. All right, let me give away some cash and then we have more breaking news, believe it or not.
This isn't good.
No.
Jeez.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, this hour's code word is WASH. Text WASH to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. All right, Tyler. Breaking news.
What is it again?
This is a blue checkmark tweet from Brian Windhorst. Team USA in the struggle with COVID as one player is out of the Olympics. We know that's Brad Beal. Another in protocols. We know that's Jeremy Grant. And now there are discussions underway about canceling tomorrow's game with Australia, sources tell Brian Windhorst.
What does this feel like? The first time when things change hour to hour,
when
Rudy
Gobert was like touching all the microphones and like ran off the court, ran out of the interview room.
Good news,
he got it himself.
We still got our what are those boxes called at our houses?
Oh, the Comrex.
Comrex units.
Comrex.
What are those boxes called?
See you on my computer screen tomorrow, Glenn.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't make it. It's my official, unofficial last day.
We are all safe, and you can visit OKCThunder.com for updates on upcoming games.
Oh, that's the best.
Man.
And these things snowball.
This is all in the last 45 minutes here. 45 minutes. It is a big deal that Major League Baseball is postponing this game. And as I said, the reason I bring that up is ESPN had blanketed Thursday night. This was going to be their big night here, okay? And this thing is Dunsky for the evening.
Well, I would say let's not overreact. This could be an isolated situation, an isolated case.
Which one, the Olympic one or the MLB one? Which one's isolated?
The Olympic.
They already shut
the
down
Yankees.
The fans at the Olympics, right? So why would
you care less about the Olympics?
So why would you necessarily send all of the athletes over? I think this has.
Oh yeah.
So right now they have three positives right now. This is from Brian Akashmer. They have three positives and they have three pending. So confirmed three positives and three pending. So. And I don't know if you guys make anything out of this. I mean, I know the whole 85% vaccination threshold that was supposed to be met. The Red Sox haven't met it yet. I'm curious if the Yankees have.
Right. We don't know. But we also don't know how valuable or not invaluable the vaccination threshold is when you have a guy like Rich Eisen saying, yeah, got vaccinated, day four of quarantine with symptoms.
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously there's going to be some people who react you know, differently. And but what is that, like, you know, 0.5% based on the amount of people that have been vaccinated? I am
you get that
so
number?
Speaking out of my
I was
going right
to say, where
I
did
have
you
no
get
idea.
That number?
I'm like, I should. Can somebody, like, you know, fact check
can
that
I,
for me?
Can I tell you?
It's over on dispatch, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
When he is gone, and he is gone at 6 o'clock tonight, he won't be here tomorrow. Of course, there's the weekend. The last hour is always a crapshoot.
BS.
It's always a crap.
Hey, bunghole talk with Fourier.
What do you think your last day would be on your official, unofficial last day of after 20 years working at one place? You think it would be? He's you think it'd be fully invested?
He's not leaving.
What do you think you're going to get out of him tomorrow?
Everything.
On
the
your
best he's
on
got.
Your conference
I'm
call.
Just going on
what
vacation.
Do you think, what do you
just
think you're going to get from him?
Everything.
Yeah, you're going on vacation. Yeah, that's what Forrest Gump's
Red
mom
Sox.
Said to Forrest Gump.
Stop.
Where's daddy at? He's on vacation. What's vacation mean, Dad? It's where you go someplace, you never come back.
Boy,
you're
the
going on vacation.
So the Red Sox players were out on the field. They were screaming, asking somebody to put the music on because Yankee Stadium is dead quiet. They aren't even putting the music on as the players were out there on the field. So they're kind of shutting stuff down. This is unbelievable.
I see all
they're
the doctors.
Shutting stuff
I see,
down.
I see all the doctors calling up. All the doctors and the, the insiders and the nurses, and they're all calling up to give their information.
I can't do that. I'm with you. I can't do this.
Can't do it again.
I can't do it.
I don't want to do it.
This is like Groundhog Day. This is like Groundhog Day. We're doing the same freaking thing all over again.
Nothing
so
to see
on the
here.
Positive side.
I am
positive
straight side. Delusional right now. I'm going to live in my little bubble, and I'm going to act
I'm gonna
like
tell
everything's
you,
fine.
I'm
drink
tell you.
More, stay home alone, yep. and sit by the fire pit.
I'm going to tell you, you have no shot of having any live press conferences or anything else down in Foxborough.
No, we already kind of agreed to that. Didn't we kind of think that this is, you're not going to get them this year. You'll get them.
Well, no,
get
the schedule I had seen was it was going to be two Zooms a week, but one in-person Belichick press conference Wednesday, I think, media workroom.
In-person?
And there was going to be a group of media members that are in a certain tier that could do in-person interviews with players at camp, like a 20, but at 6 feet and, you know, outdoors and all that. You had to prove your vaccination. But I believe this is now what they call a fluid situation. Is that correct?
Yeah, and people are getting pissed at us for actually bringing
for being human beings.
Breaking news that a game was postponed. I thought we were over this, and we now have a game postponed. And it's not because of contact tracing; it's because players, athletes, are actually testing positive. So I don't think there's an overreaction. Steve in Worcester thinks we're overreacting. How are we doing, that Steve?
I don't know. You guys seem pretty excited about if this really thing blows up, we can go back to mask. I mean, it just seems like the tone of it, like, oh, yeah, and then this and
we're
that.
We're laughing.
But
Steve, excited? Steve, we're not excited about it. We're obviously.
Well, I hope not.
I believe all three of us said we can't do that again, and that's probably going to be the reaction of the general populace.
Steve, what do you want? What mood would you like? Because we're kind of trying to laugh some of it off because we can't believe it's happening all over again. But wouldn't you say it's a major development when we're now getting postponements and now from a Red Sox game, and now we're hearing that the USA Olympic team may postpone their game? That's an overreaction?
No, you know what? I guess I'm a little biased just because I'm just so disgruntled now. Like, give me a break.
Okay, we have the same feeling you do. That was our reaction.
And there is going to be a lot of emotional reaction. And we're sorry if we feel a little deja vu. If we feel it when it's like, oh, you know, it's baseball, it's basketball, it's the Olympics, it's Tokyo, and it's like coming in, and every time we look up, Tyler has some news that he wants to
present.
Breaking
news. Here's a Carl in Rhode Island. Carl, he wants to take us to task. Yeah. Go ahead, Carl. Stand in line.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to take you to task for, you know, breaking the news story. Of course you have to do that, you know, and it's a good story. But
it's not a good story. It's a bad story.
No, it's a good story. It's bad news.
Oh, it's a bad story, but it's good for you. It's good for ratings, right?
Oh, of course. Great. Yeah.
I just wanted to point out a couple of things. First of all, this guy, Eisner, you know, the vaccines aren't 100% effective against you catching the disease.
Right.
He might be the 1 in 20 that got it, but he probably will not have any severe symptoms.
Okay.
And Glenn, I've listened to your flip-flops, so I think you should know about flip-flops.
Okay.
I don't think Fauci has done a lot of flip-flopping. I think as the science has gotten better, that in fact, he has changed on certain things.
He's flip-flop. He's flip-flop for his own convenience. Listen, I like him.
Specific examples.
When he originally told us that masks were not going to do any good, and then he later admitted that the reason he said that, he wasn't being really honest. He was doing it because he was fearful that the hospital workers run out of masks, which is what he should have told us up front, being honest. Instead, he made up a fib. Like we're children and we can't understand reality.
So real quickly, not that anyone gives a crap about the state of California.
Talk about the state of California.
They are requiring masks to be worn again inside. It says new health officer order will require masks indoors regardless of vaccination status. Hmm. So they're going back to wearing masks, even if you're vaccinated.
Don't tell
indoors.
Me
not surprised. The whole state is kooky.
I have a wedding there in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Don't tell me this. Please don't tell me this.
Dude, is it indoor or outdoor?
I love you, but you are screwed.
If it's outdoor, you can
sense
it. No, it's indoors. Oh. He's already got issues with food. Huh? We already went over this. I hate to break that news to you. You're in trouble.
You can't walk around in California. California's bizarre. He's right. It's bizarre. Apparently, you can't walk around at a function. You need to sit at a place, then they bring a plated food and put it in front of you, as opposed to you like going to a buffet table or going to a certain station where you're going to have different types of food. So my daughter's getting married here in 2 weeks in San Diego. It's
Good luck. Which is part of California, just in case you're
wondering. San Diego?
Yeah, it is.
Mask up. Mask up.
You're going to have wedding pictures with a mask on. You should get one with a mustache.
They're so negative. They can go outside for the pictures.
No. That'll change then, too. Stiff wind, you have to wear a mask.
You want to hear from a doctor?
Oh, I would love to hear from a doctor.
John Hopkins. Johns Hopkins.
Are you a real doctor?
He's a real doctor from Johns Hopkins. Okay. Go ahead, Doc.
Yes, Shmuel Shalem, Dr. Johns Hopkins Infectious Disease. So you have three groups of people you can think about. You have one group that is people that have not been vaccinated, and if they were to come down with COVID, then it would be just like it was before. Some of the people can get real sick and then pass it to the others. Then you have people whose immune system works and they've been vaccinated, and that's probably what a lot of athletes are, and if you've been vaccinated and your immune system works, then it's probably going to be a relatively mild disease, very low chance of ending up in the hospital. And that because we have the data from Israel where they have a highly vaccinated population. And then the third group is people that are immune compromised, whether they're on a certain medication or have cancer or a transplant. And if they get COVID, even if they've been vaccinated, they can end up in the hospital. Thankfully, they haven't had severe hospitalizations and deaths that we saw earlier on. But that's the three groups. So we're never going to go back to the way we were, but there are going to be some bumps. So everything that you guys have said has been on the money, and I agree with you.
Well, I appreciate the information and the clarification. I think when you say it's going to be different, the only problem is how does society react to it? And you're already seeing it with the baseball game tonight being postponed. So, and that is the thing you would fear the most, is that we all thought we're going back to a not totally normal, but a near normal situation. And apparently that's not going to be the case. And you just gave, you know, the clinical look of it. But I think the reaction is going to be one of real caution, freaking out.
Do you charge anything for coming on as a guest?
Charge anything. This is such a privilege. I love listening to you guys living in Maryland and still being able to follow my Sox. It's just awesome.
Well, okay, good, because we need guests and we can't pay them.
Well, your health care will cover it. We can cover it.
We got the chickens. You
know? We got the chickens.
We got the chickens.
Thanks, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you calling us.
Can we also clip?
Thank you.
It's Dr. Shohan. We were dead on.
It's real.
Can we clip that and just keep replaying that? Because he said we were dead on. That this guy just told us.
Yes, he's real.
Us.
We know who he is. He's
that,
real.
That we were dead on. He's real. Thank you. Yeah. Validated us.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what I was right about. And you guys, I don't even know what I said. I guarantee you
weren't right about the one half of 1%
you
threw
He said, call back, Doc.
He wasn't listening. His phone broke up or something at that point.
No, he said I was right.
And you guys saw the board.
He also said he was screwed as far as his wedding goes.
Yeah. Saw the board. Everybody was all pissed off that we were, you know, freaking people out and overreacting to it. The reason people are saying that is because I get it. None of us want to go back to where we were before. But you're now getting some news here tonight, and it's with sports, that scares you a little bit. And the doctor just gave you probably the best definition of what we can deal with medically, and it certainly doesn't sound anywhere near what we were dealing with the first time around. But how is everybody going to react? Major League Baseball just postponed a game. USA Olympics is talking about postponing a game.
And we saw how these things trickled and snowballed, and, well, if they're canceling or they're closing, that state's doing this, we got to do the same thing. That's my concern.
Yeah, we're not going to be the ones that do nothing and then find out we've got ourselves a major issue here where everybody's getting
it. Like youth sports, high school sports, those are ramping up. How are those going to be affected? Because they look up the food chain, right? So the Yankees do something, USA Basketball, the Olympics do something. Next up is major colleges. How do they react? What are they doing? And then all of a sudden it's down to the high school level, and everybody follows in line. I hate it.
Well, and as the doctor said, it could be that if you're vaccinated, you still could get it, and you're just not going to, it's not going to rack your body. It's not going to put you, in death's doorstep. None of that stuff is going to happen with you. But still, if you have it, you test positive, we're going to have to shut everything down. Yes. Even though you may get symptoms of a flu, we're going to still shut everything down.
You know that whole conversation we were having about, you know, expectations for the second half of the season and how everything went right in the first half of the season for the Red Sox. So far, not so good.
Haven't played a game yet.
Not great. You're making all these moves and bringing up the young kids and trade acquisition targets, blah, blah, blah. Nope, we're going to have to wait. There you go. That's what happens when, right. You know. Right.
Did you know that Joe Judge was really a kind of a funny guy? That there was like, he had funny stories?
No.
Huh? Giants coach?
It's not my Remember experience him? With him.
No?
I don't think he cares for me, the media, Patriots.com.
Really?
Lots of experiences there that didn't go great.
He's got some funny
why
Bill Belichick
stories.
Why would
he be mad at you? What did you do to Joe Judge?
He was super sensitive.
Well, he like, was always,
like,
wasn't he?
Like lists. If you did a list of like five things that need to improve in the offseason for the Patriots and you put like kickoff coverage as fifth, didn't care for
dude,
it.
Dude, I just needed a fifth one. Dude.
Exactly.
I just need, dude, I Jeez. Really, I just, come on.
Can't do a top five with four.
I know, really.
So maybe he's changed. He went into a real opinionated market in New York and maybe he's changed because he's got funny stories now.
Funny.
Joe uh-huh. Judge, the comedian.
Uh-huh.
Huh? We'll hear from him coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, back here on OMF. Red Sox Yankees game postponed tonight. The Yankees are testing positive, up to as many as six COVID-19 tests.
No, don't do it, Glenn. I see you looking at a piece of paper. We don't want to know.
Celine Dion has postponed her remaining North American Courage World Tour. And the Foo Fighters have postponed their show tonight in New York due to confirmed COVID-19 case in New York.
Nope. Not doing
Wait,
it.
Is that,
I'm not doing it.
That's because of the uptick in COVID cases in New York because one of their band members has
Says, quote, a confirmed COVID-19
I
case.
I want to say the Foo Fighters were the first band really to actually even have a concert back in New York City. They were the first band.
You mean after COVID?
So COVID, like, there was the whole city was being reopened.
Right.
And the Foo Fighters were the first band to have a concert. They had it at Madison Square Garden. There was all these protocols and all these rules and regulations. They did the first concert in New York City. And now they're canceling?
Yeah, they say somebody within their group, their organization.
Is it a bass player? Is
I don't
it someone
know.
Who's singing?
I don't
can we
know.
I think
kinda...
you're missing the point here. No. You're focusing on the wrong
thing.
Can we do away with the bass? Do we need the bass or the drums? Really, do we need the drums?
Put a helmet on.
I mean, this is unbelievable. This stuff is being thrown at it. Boy, I just read the new edict in L.A. County.
You're screwed, buddy.
Boy, what are those people thinking?
San Diego County is just as bad. Why don't you have the wedding here? I'm not even kidding. You should pull the plug of that wedding out there.
Who knows? There may be a travel ban by the time you need to get
seriously,
out there.
Seriously. Glenn.
Maybe stuck with
you
me.
You should cancel the wedding. Have it
stop
have it here.
Stop
There's
it.
Nobody
don't,
here.
Don't, just
Listen,
stop it.
We can take the bullpen.
Just go on vacation.
We'll get some streamers. You know, I'll get a karaoke machine.
Karaoke machine.
I'll buy the cake.
We'll have somebody
cake.
Can, you know, something. I'll make a cake, too.
All right. Yeah. This hour is sponsored by Dell Technologies. Okay. Let's move on. Joe Judge, you said he was sensitive guy? A little moody, maybe, to you?
Yeah, a little moody. And likes his F-bombs on the practice field.
Really?
Boy, does he like
So he's doing
F-bombs.
A podcast right now with Peter Schrager and Sean McVay. Notice Sean McVay's all over these podcasts right
Doesn't
now.
Doesn't he have coaching to do?
I would think
he's
so.
He's got a new quarterback.
I would think so. Why wouldn't you be doing more of that? Why would you go out there and suddenly be the guy that's, you know, the media guy out in front? So
Preface.
They get Joe Judge on, and he tells this really funny Julian Edelman story.
One of my all-time favorite people in the world and all-time favorite player to ever be around is Edelman. And Jules made you a better coach because every day he challenged. Every day. Mm. Like, when you'd walk in to coach him, it was like you were walking into a fight every day. And you knew he was going to check you somehow. Made you a better coach. You know, this dude was relentlessly competitive, but he wanted you to know that he was an expert in his field and he wanted to make sure you were too. Mm. But we came out of that whole deal in 17 with kind of like, you know, the outside, it's not fun, it's this, it's that. I remember Julian, he had a 4-game suspension from number 18. I remember he walked in from the suspension. We had this white greaseboard And, you know, his monitor's all over the building, so you don't have to really write anything, but there's a white grease board on the wall and it was blank. And everyone knew who wrote it. He walked in, he wrote in the middle of the board,
"Innocent.
Winning is fun." And it was something I think everyone read as they walked in every day, knowing who it came from, the guy who outworks everybody, the guy who does everything he can to compete and win.
With assistance.
And, you know, how much this guy loved the game. And he just kind of spread the message to the entire team of kind of like, hey, guys, you want to have fun? Like, winning's fun. We do everything we can to win here. But I'll be honest with you. I had more fun in those 8 years than I've ever had with the game ever. It doesn't mean it's not tough.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's not demanding. But the team culture in those locker rooms, the enjoyment you genuinely have seeing someone else succeed, the smiles, the hugs.
Then he proceeded to say that Cassius Marsh went and erased the entire board.
Yeah. Yeah. And said, where's the food? Yeah,
exactly.
You know what? Winning pretty much
cures all.
It's fun.
And winning is fun. I think it blinds your ultimate real experience. Because winning is just, I mean, because listen, those guys, their job sucks.
So you're saying they didn't have fun. They don't have fun in Foxborough.
I'm saying that the coaching staff, as far as compared to other staffs around the league, based on guys that I know are coaches, guys that whatever, when I hear about how what their schedule is like and what these guys go through, not a chance.
These guys,
so you don't have a lunch, period.
They live. No, the coaches have lunch or dinner or breakfast?
I don't know. The coaches, I mean, they probably don't eat. They don't sleep.
Look at some of those guys.
That's my point. Is like, thank God they
seem
won.
To do okay somehow.
Thank God they
Charlie
won.
Charlie Weiss never had a meal.
Because if they
you
didn't
have a
win,
lunch, period.
It'd be miserable. Like the things that I've seen these coaches, I used to feel so bad for those coaches.
But you know, the biggest problem they have is that Bill spends so much time down there. So there's nothing they can do.
No.
So he sets the example of he's in there at 4 o'clock in the morning, but he's there till late at night. So what do you do?
It's the opposite of this place. The boss's office is always full down there.
7 months, it's been empty.
Nobody's here.
So then tell me this.
You want.
So you see that,
yeah.
And yet Gerard Mayo says, I want to do that. And Troy Brown says,
no, I
want
amazed.
To do that.
I am amazed Gerard Mayo went into
That's
coaching.
That's a good question.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Why? Because those are the guys that have
to
put work
on. I know. It sounded like Gerard had options. Gerard was killing it.
He was working.
He was working. He was doing media. He was doing
and
other
the
things.
And the other.
Financial something
or
other.
Empower or one of those.
And he made
like,
a lot
companies.
Of money.
Yes. So why?
Maybe it's
so
in your
you
blood.
Know what I need to do? Make less money and work more hours.
I will say this though: as far as like, let's say if they don't have a school for like, that's like, what's the Harvard of the NFL? Harvard of coaching football? I think that would be it. Like learning under him, learning it the right way, going over everything. I would say that's a pretty good education to take that someplace else.
Yeah, but
Gerard Mayo made like. $50 or $60 million.
I'm not saying that, but he
career.
Obviously wants to coach.
It's, so it's just going to be the competitive juice.
But maybe he wants to run his own team. Maybe he wants to be the head coach of his
that's
own team.
That's got
to
be
like
it.
That's. Man, I would go
it.
There. You know, pay your dues, learn as much as possible how to run a team. You know, and then kind of try to either in college or in the pros.
See, I think that's got to be it. And Troy Brown didn't make
four years
so
of your life.
Maybe a little bit difference there. But I would say this: that if you look around the league. You don't see an awful lot of highly paid players who are coaching.
Right.
They
why
don't do
you?
It. Good. Right.
If I make $100 million, why am I going to work 20 hours a day?
You don't see
most of
if
the year.
If you really, but I do think there are some guys that they just, listen, that want to run their own team. Like they want to be that
guy. But when
guy.
You run your own team, is then it like the foot off the gas? Or are you going to be working 20-hour days running
well,
your own team?
Well, but I think it's different, though, when you're in charge. Like if you're the head coach of a college football team, if you're like, if you're running a pro team, I do think there's some, comparisons to the challenges that existed when you were in the NFL. Just
but
like
I think
trying to reach the top, that whole thing.
But there's a huge difference between the NFL and working to that head coaching because they just don't take a guy who was an ex-player and suddenly say, hey, Ray Lewis, you're a terrific player. Why don't you come and coach? They do that in the NBA. You can be a great player, and suddenly you don't have to go through the ranks. You don't have to become an assistant coach. You can become a head coach just like that.
But I will say the track is getting faster in the NFL. The ability to
younger players.
Yeah, but you look at some of these coaches, the new Philly coach, some of these guys, or the guy that
McVay,
went to
we
the
just
Chargers.
Talked about him, yeah.
Like, but at least he's a family lifer guy.
Yeah.
You know, grandfather was this and all of those. Like, these guys are going from coaching assistant to head coach in 8 years, like pretty short runs here. Dan Campbell, wasn't that long ago that he was a player?
Like he's it's about time for him. He was the interim coach down in Miami.
He's that old?
He's at least, if he's not 50, he's close to it. I guess. It's like not over the hill, but it's like right in the middle.
Oklahoma drill kind of killed him in a second.
Oh, they wouldn't let him do it. They wouldn't let him do it.
And he bit his kneecap.
One more Joe Judge story, because this one is actually a little bit funny. So this is a Bill Belichick story from his job interview with Bill Belichick.
I actually spent about 12 to 13 hours in a room, just me and Scott O'Brien. And then I went in and met with Bill. As I'm talking to Bill in the middle of conversation, he stands up and he takes his shirt off. And I'm just looking at him like, what's this guy doing? I'm thinking, is this more of those head games right there? Is he just trying to screw? And we're full engaged in the interview, talking about personnel reviews and scouting, all sorts of stuff. He's taking his shirt off. And he's like, all right, yeah. And then he walks behind like the corner. And he comes out, he's got different pants on as we're talking. What is going on here? And at the time, I'm thinking, this guy's just playing head games, same thing, trying to see if I'm going to blink. I'm kind of like, look, I've already lived through that, buddy. I'm all right on this. But if you know Bill, it's like, no, he's just a thousand things going on. He had to go to some dinner that night. And he's like, I got to get ready while I'm talking to this guy. I already know I'm off from the job. You know, I've got to get some things done.
That's a good story.
That's a good story.
That's a good
not
story.
Not surprised
and
at
not
all.
Surprised no. at all, because I think he just nailed it. Bill's got a schedule, and okay, we'll do this interview, but I need to be out of here in like 8 minutes, so I'm changing while we're doing this. And Bill doesn't care that the other person is going to in any way feel offended or, you know, a little uncomfortable.
And doesn't care that it was this college slappy assistant special teams interviewee. He would have done the same thing if Robert Kraft were there. No, but if Robert Kraft were there, right, he would have said, shirt comes off. I mean, he did him a nice. He went in the behind something to change the pants. He could have just dropped him.
Well, it's not like when we would do our interviews with him, all you would hear, especially last year, was... Was a computer like?
Wait till the morning. Wait till the morning when he's really working.
Yeah, it's this. It was like really. Can you just concentrate for a second?
Good question, Christian. Yes. Could you ask it again so I can listen this time?
Yeah. Wait one more time. Yeah, I'm just gonna do what's best for the team.
Yes.
I feel like that's where that was born. Like he wasn't paying attention, and somebody gave him some advice. Said, "Listen, if you don't know what to say, if you didn't hear the question, just say we're gonna do what's best for the team."
He should button hook you. This one time, I'm going to do what's bad for the team.
Yeah, just to throw you guys off.
I signed Cam Newton.
Yeah, I'm going to challenge the craft.
All right, fellas, one more segment, then you can leave for the weekend. We got an NFL star who claims we've been butchering his name for years.
No, that's not what we're doing.
What do you mean we're not doing that?
No, we're doing Chuck calling the 911 operator.
Oh, yeah, Seattle.
That is what we're doing. We're not doing stupid Travis Kelce. I did.
The producers did all this work to prepare this thing, and you're telling me.
I'm telling you, so I am hijacking the segment.
Are you? Okay. Good luck. Coming up next.
Good luck in San Diego.
Yeah.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
And it's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. So the big fella fought for a bit that he wanted to play, and he's been overruled, and they told him just to shut up, go on vacation.
I guess I found out who the leading candidate for the new program director is.
I'll tell you what, I noticed. He's been glaring in the window down there in the corner of the office.
Listen, if somebody can get me to change my mind that quickly, is a leader.
Sort of like California with masks.
A leader. I would say there's leadership qualities in you, Tyler, that I think management needs to consider.
And Christian, you know what a leader does?
He leads.
A leader leads.
I think it's because you guys are both tall. So
that's what I was doing.
That's a good point, Spaz.
If I had said it, he would have been.
Well, you put the shut up, guy. But you put the bit together.
Listen, I'm pissed. This is the second bit in the last 5 days at EI that's been scrapped by either a producer in the morning show or a producer here in the afternoon.
Save it. Greg will play it on Monday.
My bits are fantastic. That's what I would say. I would always play them no matter what. Have the balls to play the good content. When it's controversial, that's how you know it's good.
He's shaming you right now.
I'm not shaming the boss.
Personally, I personally do not think it was that bad. Now, I am also the worst person to ask.
Your judgment, questionable at best.
It's the guy that's been suspended five times.
Listen to me at your own
risk. Listen, you always do this. Anytime I'm part of your show, you just blame me. Spaz
bleeding. Yeah, that doesn't work. Fired. I tried it before multiple times. Ask Paul.
Or right, go old school.
We're running out of time.
Beg for forgiveness.
Don't ask for permission.
So did you guys know that Travis Kelce, his last name is not pronounced Kelce? Did you guys know this?
No, what is it pronounced?
There it is.
A brother?
Yeah.
It's I got Kelce and then Kels. My real name is Kels, so I mean, I just kind of roll with the punches.
But what's his brother's name?
Jason Kelce.
It's Jason Kelce.
Don't they have to pick the same?
Probably. Do they have different moms or different dads? What would it be? Same mom.
Doesn't matter. No, the word is the same.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember Minifield, the football player, and Minifield, the basketball player? They were like cousins or something like that, but the names were spelled totally different.
Yeah, like, I don't.
Is it Tyrod Taylor or Tyrod?
Tyrod.
That's a good point.
It's Tyrod, but we screw
so
it up.
So was he bitching that we mispronounced his name for all these years?
No,
is that what
he's saying? No big deal. I roll
no
with the punches.
Deal.
I'm Travis
Kelce. We'll do whatever
Kelce.
We want.
Or is he just effing with us?
Maybe.
He seems like the kind of guy that would just.
You're right.
Remember, didn't the Patriots have Leroy Thompson, who came back one year and was like, no, it's Leroy.
Well, I don't say my last name correctly.
You don't, or
Foyer.
We don't?
No. Foyer.
No, it's actually
Faria.
It's correctly, the correct pronunciation of my last name is Faria.
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 So Lou and I have something in common.
In five more minutes, he is Faria from this place.
Exactly. It's always good when you hear Chris Mad Dog Russo. He always has one of those hysterical rants. He's got one from COVID and baseball back from March 2020.
But it doesn't necessarily mean this is this is not the Scottish flu in 1918, all right? Look it up, Evan Longoria. It's not the Scottish flu. I mean, we got to take it easy. My gosh almighty. And we should shut down Syria for this crazy. We should shut down Sirius. I'll take another month off. I'm 60. Who the hell cares? I'll take it off. Make sure the checks keep on coming. But I'll take it off. I mean, I got a lot of books to read. You know, I like to read books. I can read a book a day. Keeps the doctor away. Keeps the doctor away. Tell you that. Shut the casinos down. Mohegan, shut it down. Atlantic City, shut it down. Vegas, I want it all shut down. All those people coming in there with that recycled air all over the world, shut it down. Vegas, shut it down. I want everything in Vegas shut down. I want the airport shut down. Nobody's allowed in the casino. Nobody's allowed on the strip. Shut it down. Michael Jordan's restaurant in the Mohegan Sun, shut it down. What's the other one called? Mohegan Sun, what's the one up there called? Think of it in a second. I want it. What's the second one called up there? There's two. How do I?
I've only been to Mohegan once. I don't remember.
What's the
He's
other
so
one
rattled.
Called? I forget the other one. Cut it. Shut it.
Johnny Rockets. Shut it down.
Johnny Rockets. Shut it down. I want all agencies shut down. I want my tags business. Shut it down.
So can you imagine
Jill,
this?
Stay home.
This is
Sandy,
from last year
home.
In March.
Shut it down.
Can you imagine Manage, him today? Home. Finding out that the Red Sox-Yankee game has been postponed because Yankee players are testing positive for COVID? Going out of his mind again.
And he'll figure out that it was Foxwoods that he wanted shut down.
Johnny Rockets. Oh, I love me some Johnny Rockets.
What do we got tonight? We got a Mutt show tonight?
Shut it
Is
down.
That what we're doing?
Yeah, we also have some breaking news from Marley Rivera, ESPN. God. Rafael Devers just told me that he was asked to not do any interviews pregame because of one of the Yankees who went to the All-Star game tested positive. Ooh. Devers said that he is to undergo testing this afternoon.
Shut it down.
There it is.
It down.
Wait, does Mutt have to do a full show now?
I think he has to do a full show. You want to hang around?
He's looking for help.
Thankfully, Mutt was in the morning shows, so he is off for the night. Brian Barrett, the encyclopedia.
Oh, Brian Barrett's got the long show tonight.
Recite the NBA champions. Start
from 1970.
Phoenix Suns and work your way backwards.
All right, big fella. You have a good day off.
I'll
good
see
weekend.
You,
you'll see me eventually.
Soon.
We'll Zoom. We're going back to the Zoom world.
Damn
again.
Right.
Andy, I'll see you tomorrow along with Fitzy.
We're all in this
good
together.
Good job today. We're all in this together. We'll do it again together tomorrow at 2. Thank you. Good night. Stay safe.
After the longest search ever.
Who will get a co-host first?
For real.
Lou and Christian or Greg?
For real.
The quest to find the next co-host of the Greg Hill Show finally comes to an end.
The new co-host is indeed Courtney Cox.
Hey! Oh.
Courtney Cox joins WEEI Monday, July 19th.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Bet River Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook. Last night, Milwaukee evened up the pro basketball finals at 2 games apiece, Game 5 Saturday night. Phoenix around a 4-point favorite, and I like Milwaukee to cover the spread. Phoenix can definitely win the game, but I like Milwaukee to keep it close. Give me Milwaukee catching the point Saturday night. That's it for this Bet River Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Nick Costos. Keep it locked here for more throughout the day.
Is online casino and sports betting not yet legal in your state? BetRivers.net offers all of your favorite casino games and sportsbook free. Visit BetRivers.net and create your account today. It's 100% free to sign up and play. BetRivers.net offers a variety of games like slots, table games with live dealers, and so much more. You can share the excitement with other players online anywhere, anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Don't miss out on the fun. Create your free account at BetRivers.net today. BetRivers.net is a play for fun site for entertainment only. Must be 21 or older.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.